Good morning, recruit class. Good morning, recruit class.
Good morning, sir!
Thank you. For over 70 years, Los Angeles police officers have graduated from this facility. It's one of the first training programs ever offered by a municipal police department and has become a tradition for the Los Angeles Police Department. One of many traditions. 60 years ago, my father graduated on this field. 33 years ago, I graduated on this field. 29 years ago, my sister graduated on this field. And within the last 5 years, I've had two children graduate and become Los Angeles police officers. This is much more than just an occupation to me. This is much more than just a job. This is who I am. This is who you are now. And as you graduate today, as you go to your divisions of assignment, as you meet your training officers, you become part of this family. And to your family and friends that come here so proudly to watch you graduate, I make a promise. I promise that as your fathers, your sons, your brothers, your sisters, your friends protect the citizens of the city of Los Angeles, I will protect them. That's my job. That's what a police chief is for, to make sure that the men and women that so proudly serve this city are safe as they can be in an occupation that is often fraught with peril. So that's my promise to the families and friends. But the people that I really want to talk to today are these young police officers, these 30 young police officers that sit before me, that they're about ready to fill the radio cars of the Los Angeles Police Department. Now, you've taken part in what I think is the best training that is available to police officers. And you have done well. Many of you will be rewarded today, or awarded today, for your achievement. And I know that this class is full of bright people who've done their absolute best to learn everything they can about their new profession. But it's impossible to learn the things that you know in this academy, the things that you need to know in this academy. You will be remanded to training officers, to divisions. You will learn from them, from your experiences, what it is to be a Los Angeles police officer, what it is to be a member of law enforcement. And what I want to talk to you about is things that you may not learn from them, and things that you may not have learned here. And that is what the moral responsibility is of a Los Angeles police officer. I have a phrase, and it's a phrase that means so much to me that I had it engraved on the back of my son's badge. And it's cops count, character counts, do the right thing, and you can be the difference. This phrase encapsulates what I want you to think of as your responsibility to yourself, to this city, to your profession, to your family, and to me. First, cops count. No other profession has the ability to affect individual lives and the direction of a community like a police officer. A police officer has been given the authority, not by your own efforts in this academy, but through the people of the state of California, to take away life, liberty, property as a representative of the people of this state. Nobody else gets that authority, not the president, not the governor, not the mayor, police officers. And we graduate them after a brief stint of training to take this awesome responsibility. So, you have an opportunity through this authority given you by the state to make a difference in people's lives. So cops count. What you do matters. What you do makes a difference. What you do can either make this city succeed or make it a dismal failure. And we've done both. And I will only do the former with your help. Next part, character counts. Seems obvious, but it's much more than that, because now you have this tremendous authority. You have this tremendous responsibility. So what you do is amplified, and what you do has to be for the right reasons. You can never break the law to enforce the law. Again, seems painfully obvious, but believe me, some dark night in some dark alley, it will not be so obvious. And you're going to have to, as I told you earlier, you will learn much in the field, but you will always have to come back to this. Come back to the tenets that you learned in this police academy. Come back to this speech. Come back to this one piece, that nothing matters more than a police officer's character. All the training, all the self-defense, all the weapons, all the legal training pales in comparison to your obligation to do the right thing. Your true value to this society is your honesty and your character and your ability to go to court, your ability to talk to a supervisor, your ability to talk to a member of this city and be reliable and be somebody who speaks the truth. Character counts. What you do has to be tempered by who you are, by what your family has taught you, by what this police department has taught you, by your innate character. And you were all selected for that. Do not let that go astray. Character counts. Part of that is doing the right thing. You spend a lot of time in your law classes. There are dozens and dozens and thousands of statutes in a number of codes that you will be required to enforce. Very confusing, unless you remember that doing the right thing means the spirit of that. Sometimes the letter of the law and the spirit of the law are at odds. What I tell you to do is follow your heart. Do the right thing. And if you do that, if you do these three things, then you will be the difference. If you do them right, you'll be the difference in a positive way. If you do them wrong, you'll be the difference in a negative way. And this city has suffered far too much when its police department has not followed these simple, simple, simple tenets and directions. So, I commend all of you for your participation in the Los Angeles Police Academy. I hope that this career is at least as satisfying to you as it has been to me and my family. I promise everyone in this audience and in this class that I will do my best for you, but I demand that all of you do your best for me and for this city. Thank you, congratulations, and I look forward to seeing each and every one of you in the future of your careers.